Meditation this morning is taken from Romans chapter 11, 11 to 24, and allowed me to read it for us in English. Those who prefer the Chinese version, kindly refer to the PowerPoint.
今早的经文取自于罗马书第十一章十一节到第二十四节。
Just for our projectionists, the scripture is actually, yes, in the worship PowerPoint. Okay. I ask then, they did not stumble into irrevocable fall, did they? Absolutely not. But by their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel jealous. Now, if their transgression means riches for the world, and their defeat means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full restoration bring? Now, I am speaking to you, Gentiles. Seeing that I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. If somehow I could provoke my people to jealousy and save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the first portion of the dough offered is holy, then the whole batch is holy. And if the root is holy, so too are the branches. Now, if some of the branches were broken off, and you, a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among them and participated in the richness of the olive shoot, do not boast over the branches. But if you boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. Then you will say, the branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Granted. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, perhaps he will not spare you. Notice, therefore, the kindness and harshness of God, harshness toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness towards you, provided you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you will also be cut off. And even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and grafted, contrary to nature, into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these natural branches be grafted back into their own tree? Let us pray. Father, Lord, this morning as we turn to the text, Lord, we ask that your Spirit be among us. Lead the one that need to share. Lead all of us who are meditating. And may, Lord, you do your transformative work through this in this morning. And we commit the time that's in front of us unto you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, let me begin with a question.
朋友们，我让我有一个问题来作为今天早上的开始。
Do we think that we are special in the eyes of God?
你认为我们是不是在上帝眼中我们是特别呢？是还是不是？
Well, if your answer is yes, then let's try a slightly more difficult question.
如果你的答案是是的话，让我们来尝试一个比较棘手的问题。
To what extent are we special?
是何种程度我们会是特别的呢？
Well, if you did entertain my question, I'm sorry I can't hear your answer.
如果你有应酬我所问的问题呢？对不起，我听不到你们的答案。
Well, but all I can say is this.
我只能这样说。
We may just get a letter from Apostle Paul if he's still up and walking, and if our answer to the second question is somehow off the mark.
如果我们的，我只能这样说，如果我们的回答，那个第二个问题的回答是不是，那么如果保罗还活着的话，我们可能会收到他的一封书信。
不是，而是着罪，不正确。
不正确，对，不正确。
Well, the scripture verses that we have just read, and also last week, if you remember, the Romans 1 to 10, where Pastor Xiaohui expounded upon, they are all actually portions of Paul's letter sent to this group of people in the Roman church.
我们刚读的经文以及小辉牧师在上个星期所说到那个罗马书那个第一章第一节到第十节的是保罗寄给那个罗马教堂的一个他给那个小团体。
And Paul had to send the letter exactly because there was an incorrect understanding as to the extent of how special the Gentiles themselves think that they are.
因为他们有一个对自己有多么特别有一个不正确的认识。
Well, the Roman Christian back then think that since it is they and not the Jews who are saved by the gospel,
当时的那些罗马那个外邦基督徒认为，既然是他们被拯救，而不是那个大多数的犹太人
，then it must be that God has rejected the Jews as the people of God.
那么一定是上帝拒绝了那些犹太人作为他自己的子民。
And in place of the Jews are the ones who are saved by the gospel.
取代犹太人是那些被福音拯救的。
The non-Jews
是那些非犹太人。
The Gentiles
外邦人。
The new and special group of people in the eyes of God.
在上帝眼中是那些新的和那些特别的一群人。
Friends, I think it's only right that we think that we are special in God's sight.
朋友认为我们在上帝面前是特别的，这个想法是正确的。
But at the same time, this sort of thinking, if we are less careful, can be misconstrued that it is only we who are special in God's sight and not the others.
但如果我们不谨慎，可能会被误解成为只有我们是特别的，而不是其他的人。
We saw this happen in history.
我们从历史上常常看到。
Israel as a nation were the first to harbor this kind of a mindset.
以色列是第一个有这样的心态的国家。
And now the Gentiles.
现在是那些外邦人。
And we know that we ourselves are equally capable of being very at rest with the thought that we are special and think not much more about the others around us.
我们知道我们能够很容易的接受我们是特别的这个想法，但是对别人又不一样了。
Now to address this kind of this incorrect mindset, Paul, he first asks in Romans chapter 10 verse 1, if God has indeed rejected his people.
为了解决这个不正确的观念，保罗在那个第十章第一节问到，上帝是否已经拒绝了他的子民。
And he gave that an emphatic no as the answer.
他也给了一个非常肯定的不作为答案。
In verse 11 that we look at today, he pushes the issue further.
在第十一节我们看到进一步的问这个问题。
This time he asked the question, if they have stumbled to the point of beyond recovery.
那个他们是否是犯错到无法挽回的地步呢？
And the answer is, once again, absolutely not.
答案再一次同样的绝对不是。
And Paul didn't just exert.
保罗不只是这样的断言。
He explained his exertion by giving two explanations.
他也给予两个解释来说明他自己。
Now, the first one, he actually quoted a verse from the Torah.
首先，他先引用了那个摩西五经来解释。
To say that the Gentile salvation was in fact to promote jealousy among the unbelieving Jews.
是要促使那些不信的犹太人的那个愤恨。
Can we have the next slide? Yes, Deuteronomy chapter 32:21 says that they have made me jealous.With false gods, enraging me with their worthless gods, so I will make them jealous with a people they do not recognize, with a nation slow to learn, I will enrich them.
他们以那不算为神的触动我的愤恨，以虚无的神惹了我的怒气。我也要以那不曾指明的触动他们的愤恨，以愚昧的国民惹他们的怒气。
Now Paul is trying to say that.God does not base on Israel's sin and terminate the relationship with them.
保罗在这里是要说到，他并不是因为以色列人的罪而终止和他们的关系。
But instead, the sin of Israel is used as a new starting point.
而是作为一个起点。
The starting point of a process to lead these unbelieving Jews back to his blessings.
一个过程要把那个不信的犹太人带回来到他那里。
Well, this very fact.The Roman Gentile Christian failed to see.
这是那些罗马的外邦人所没有看到的。
And for us, Jubilians,
对于我们禧年堂的
，we know this long-suffering and loving nature of God.
我们知道上帝这个这种的那个爱。
And we don't actually need Paul to remind us in this passage. From this passage.
我们也不需要上, 罗马, 那个保罗来提醒我们。
But yet,
但是,
I still have a question.
我还是有一个问题。
Why is it that we can at times be so at rest with the thought that we are special and then think no more about the others?
为什么我们能够在同一个时候很容易的接受我们是特别的而不把别人当成一回事。
Now it might not be you, it might be some others, but if we know about this aspect, this nature of God, how come it translates into a form of indifference towards others at times?
如果你知道上帝的这一方面，你为什么会有以不同的态度来对待别人？
Anyway, to further address this incorrect mindset,
要进一步的解决这个不正确的观念。
Paul went on with his second explanation by using a metaphor.
保罗接着用一个比喻来解释他的第二个解释。
He says that Gentile believers are like wild olive branches grafted into the cultivated olive tree.
保罗说，外邦人信徒就像嫁接到好的橄榄树的野生橄榄树枝。
Now, this metaphor is apt because Gentile has failed to see that their faith are dependent on the root.
这个比喻是恰当的，因为外邦人没有看到他们的信仰是依赖于那个根。
They have failed to see that Gentile Christians can become God's people only because theirs is a continuation of that legacy of faith.
他们未能看到外邦人基督徒能成为上帝的子民，是因为是他们是延续先人遗留下来的那个信心。
What legacy of faith?
是什么东西遗留下来
？The faith that first, well, that was first observed from Abraham.
是亚伯拉罕的那个信心。
That when God called him, he responded by faith.
当上帝呼叫他的时候，他的回应。
And then today we are just but continuing that legacy.
我们今天只是延续他所遗留下来的。
In other words, Paul is saying this to us.
换句话说，保罗是在说
，He's saying that Christian Gentile salvation is inseparable from that of Israel.
外邦人的救恩，是和以色列的救恩无法分别的。
And he's implying that ultimately,
他在说最终
，Jews and Gentiles are saved together or not at all.
犹太人和非和外邦人都会一起被得救，或者是一起。不被得救。
Now the two explanations add up to say one thing.
结合了这两种解释，你能看到
，God is sticking to Plan A.
上帝是按照原来的计划。
What is Plan A?
什么是他原来的计划呢
？That is to save the world and including the original elect.
就是要拯救世界，包括那些原来所拣选的。
The rejection of the Jews.
犹太人的被遗弃。
If the Gentile has taken greater care to examine,
如果外邦人更加谨慎的那个来看
，was in fact God's mercy and kindness at work.
其实是上帝的怜悯和慈爱在工作。
God is prepared to change the path or the method, path he take or method that he use.
上帝是准备改变他的方法。
Depends on human responses unto his initiative, he will make changes.
他看人的回应来做出适当的改变。
And he does this for one reason.
他只有一个目的。
To finish Plan A.
就是完成他所定下的计划。
To really complete his salvific plan.
来完成他的救赎计划。
He will exercise kindness and even harshness.
他会行使良善，甚至于会很严厉。
That is if the situation calls for, again, to bring about Plan A.
看情形而定，目的也是要把他的计划，要完成他的计划。
And since this is the way that our God operates,
既然这是我们上帝的操作方式
，then Paul says that the right attitude will be one of fear instead of arrogance.
保罗说，正确的态度应该是惧怕而不是傲慢。
And the way forward can only be to continue.In God's kindness,
只能继续在上帝的那个恩慈里。
Well, continuing God's kindness, what does that mean?
这个是什么意思呢
？It's actually just Paul's way of saying to continue to remain in faith.
他保罗所谓的就是要继续的留在那个信仰里。
Now, Paul's encouragement here to remain in faith has in fact generated quite a bit of concerns, worries, and uncertainty among Christians.
保罗的这个鼓励在那个啊基督徒之间产生了许多那个产生那个顾虑、担忧和那个不安。
Because the need for him to give such an encouragement seems to suggest or seems to imply that it can be that we end up losing our salvation.
他的鼓励似乎意味着啊，我们可能成为下一个失去那个救赎的。
Or why must he tell us to remain in faith if not that there is a possibility that we may become dropouts?
啊，为什么他要告诉我们，我们必须继续留在信仰里，不然我们就可能会被淘汰
？May I have a show of hands? How many ever asked this question that will we lose our salvation?
啊，我可以看一下多少人认为我们会失去救赎
？Everyone here is a chop sign confirmed Presbyterian.Well, my cell group this week just asked this question.
我的小组在这个星期刚刚提出了这个问题。
Now, what does the Bible has to say concerning this aspect?
啊，圣经对这方面有什么说法呢？
Firstly, Paul indeed warned about this losing of salvation.
啊，首先保罗的确啊，对这个失去救赎提出了一个警告。
And we find this sort of warning not only in the book of Romans.
哦，我们看到不只单单在那个罗马书里。
He warned the Corinthians about losing their salvation should they practice idolatry and sexual immorality.
啊，他警告哥林多教会，如果他们拜偶像和淫乱，将会失去他们的救赎。
He said to the Galatian church that if they undergo circumcision, then Christ will no longer be a benefit to them.
他也为行割礼仪事警告那个加拉太教会，因为如果他们这样做，基督将不再对他们有任何的那个啊用处。
And he also warned the church in Thessalonica against giving up because of affliction.
他也警告在帖撒罗尼迦的教会，不可以因为患难而放弃。
So, is our salvation at stake?
我们的救赎是否啊处在危险之中
？If you are chop sign confirmed Presbyterian, have I managed to?So-called rock the boat for you.
啊，如果你是啊肯被肯定了，我是不是在让你信心动摇
？Well, but not everybody will just want to get all these verses and conclude on this aspect.
啊，不是每个人都会因为这些经节而做出结论。
Some of us may have read the author N.T. Wright.
我们当中可能有些人会读到这个，看过这个作者的 N.T. 怀特。
He's actually the New Testament. He's a New Testament scholar and also a retired Anglican bishop.
他是一个新约的啊，圣经的学者，以及一个退休了的那个圣公会主教。
Well, let's go to the next slide. See, he points out verses as such.
他指出
that Paul also say in the letter of Romans, or he mentioned about this assurance about sharing God's glory.
啊，保罗在他罗马书啊，对分享神的荣耀，他给予了那个确定。
He said that Christian can be assured that that will happen to them.
啊，他说基督徒能够很肯定的，这个将会被给予。
And if that's the case, then you'll be rather strange, right? That Paul will at one moment assure people about sharing God's glory, and the next moment talk about losing of faith.
保罗在一个时刻说到啊，给予保证。另外一个时刻却说到会失去那救赎，啊，这听起来是非常的纳闷。
The way that Wright understand what Paul is saying is that he's trying to warn against an entire church, warn them against boasting.
啊，怀特认为保罗是要针对教会啊，不可以吹嘘。
Exactly what is happening to the Gentiles.
啊，正是啊，发生在外邦人身上。
And he didn't warn them against boasting because a church which is a bad witness may not last very long.
因为一个没有办法做好见证的教会将不会持续太久。
Anyway, that's the way that biblical scholars would struggle with the issue. They would use Bible verses.
啊，这是圣经学者啊常常挣扎的问题。
Now I myself also went through this struggle some 15 years ago.
啊，我个人也大约在15年前挣扎过。
I believe I did a few things in order to arrive at a stand.
我为了啊知道事情，了解事情，我做了一些事情。啊、我为了
好闲哦。Well, but for me, I finally ended the struggle with a rather cartoony theological reflection.
我的挣扎就因为 一个卡通神学的反思。
差不多了哈。
OK，
这个没有像你刚才那个这么悬。Anyway, allow me to share with us this cartoon reflection.
我想今天早上和大家一起分享。
Well, I was on this issue for some time, and then one morning when I was just on my way to work.
一天早上我正在往上班的路上。
I suddenly have this picture of a gigantic name list in the form of a billboard in my mind.
我的脑海里突然间出现了这个一个巨大的那个名单的那个有名单的广告牌。
You know when you walk into Changi Airport, you see that big board apart from the TV, the big board that give you flight status. It looks a bit like that, but bigger.
好像樟宜机场那个飞那个航班的讯息的那个那个牌那个显示牌，但是更大。
Well, the billboard was displaying the names of people who are saved.
那个广告牌显示了被救赎的人的名字。
The next thing that came to my mind was my name appeared.
接下来出现在我脑海里的是我的名字出现在上面。
And then it disappeared.
接着它又不见了。
And then it reappeared again.
又再出现。
At this point, I find that this picture in my mind doesn't make good Christian sense.
在这个时候，我觉得这个画面没有很好的那个意义。
Because if I were to keep so-called falling in and out of the list because of my own faith and life choices.
因为如果我因为自己的信仰和人生的选择而不断的进这个名单和出这个名单
，then Christ's death will be pretty inconsequential。
那么基督的死似乎没有什么影响。
哦，福建人讲无包啊，
无啦，哦，就是没有力。
Yeah, his death doesn't help。
他的那个没有力。
Well, cartoony theological reflection, yes, but you know, for me to think that Christ death has no efficacy, and my choice has a bigger say than the death of the Son of God. Nah, nah, nah.
如果想到基督的死没有任何效果，而我的选择却比更加有利，不可能。
So as the biblical scholars continue their debate, I choose to believe what the Presbyterian Church believes.
圣经学者可以继续的争论，我选择相信长老会教会所相信的。
That we are once saved, always saved.
就是我们一旦得救，我们永远得救。
And our faith can hold and stand because God is doing the work of salvation.
因为上帝在做救赎的工作。
And today's passage tells us that we are saved by being grafted into the cultivated olive tree.
今天的经节告诉我们，我们的得救是因为我们被嫁接到那个好的橄榄树上。
Friends, we as churchcomers, not churchgoers, we as Christians, we are very used to listening and quoting this metaphor.
我们作为基督徒，我们可能常常会听到或引用这个比喻。
But people who are well versed with the planting of olive would say that Paul is not really making sense here.
但那些对于种植橄榄树有经验的，会告诉你保罗的话没有道理。
Because what farmers would do is to plant cultivated branches into wild olive stems.
因为农民会做的是把那个野生的橄榄树枝嫁接到那个干。
And they won't do it the way that Paul says here, you know, to actually graft the wild into the cultivated. No, they don't do that.
而不是像保罗所说的。
Now, and the reason is very simple.
原因非常的简单。
Wild olive trees can survive in the wild, they are stronger.
野生的橄榄树它们都很强壮。
And so the cultivated branches, when they are grafted in, they can rely on the strength of the trunk or the stem.
所以那个被嫁接上的那些橄榄树枝有了很好的依靠。
And secondly, wild olive trees are known for not being able to produce good fruits.
大家都知道野生的那个橄榄树是不能结好果子的。
So it doesn't make sense to graft the wild olive into the cultivated stems.
把野橄榄树嫁接到那个好的橄榄树上是没有道理的。
But Paul, in thinking about or crafting this metaphor, may be exactly trying to bring out this irony.
但这也是保罗想要传达的那个矛盾。
Just as the olive branches, the wild olive branches grafted, is not because they are desirable.
正如野的那个橄榄树枝嫁接，不是因为他们的可取性。
Gentile Christians,
外邦人基督徒。
Then and now,
当时或者现在
are included into the kingdom of God not because we are special.
不是因为我们特别而能够进入神的国。
Sorry, we are special, but not because we are so special.
我们是特别的，但是我们不是那么的特别。
But because God is still sticking with plan A.
而是因为上帝还坚持他的原来的计划。
To save the world and the original elect.
就是要拯救世界，并和那些他所原来拣选的。
And by His grace, He has given us a part to play in this grand plan.
只因他的恩典，我们可以参与他这个计划。
The arrogant Gentile needed to hear this message.
傲慢的那个外邦人需要听到这个讯息。
And I would think that's a good reminder for people today who are getting ever more sophisticated and well equipped.
对我们今天越来越先进，越来越装备越来越好的人，是一个很好的那个提醒。
So what is our part?
那么我们的该做的部分是什么
？What is our part in this grand plan?
我们的部分在这个计划的部分是有什么部分是我们的
？I'm just repeating myself.Our part is to continue in God's kindness.
就是继续在上帝的恩慈里。
To remain and stand firm in faith.
在信仰里坚定不移。
To be shaped and reshaped through continuing in faith.
不断的被塑造以及不断的再被塑造。
And by doing so, we witness to the goodness and the grace and the power of God.
以便能够见证上帝的慈爱和恩典。
We are called to continue, stand firm in faith.
我们被呼叫继续在上帝的那个慈爱里。
But let us also be honest.
让我们对自己很坦白。
2000 years has passed.
2000年已经过去了。
Christian churches have stood and some has now become heritage properties.
基督教教会依然屹立，但是有些也成为了遗迹。
And still, we don't see this grand plan coming to completion.
我们还是没有看到这个大计划完成。
Will Plan A ever succeed?
这个计划会成功吗
？A resounding yes, once again from Paul.
保罗很肯定的说会。
Yes, because the Christian God is able and more importantly willing to save.
会，因为基督徒的上帝是能够，而且他愿意。
And Paul stressed this understanding of God being able and willing through using a phrase repeatedly to describe what God has done and what He will do.
保罗通过反复使用一个短语来形容上帝已经完成了。
Let me to read for us a few verses at a go. Next slide, please.Okay, the next few verses will all just keep coming up. Paul says, For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. How much more, since we have been reconciled, we will be saved by His life. Next one. For if many died through the transgression of one man, how much more did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus, multiply to the many. Next one. For if by the transgression of one man death reigned through the one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ? And in today's passage, next.Now, if their transgression means riches to the world and defeat means riches to the Gentiles, how much more with their full restoration, will their full restoration bring? And finally, for if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree and grafted contrary to nature into an olive tree, how much more will these natural branches be grafted back?Into their own olive tree. Paul is saying,
保罗在说
the God that you know,
你所认识的上帝
or rather, God is greater than how you can imagine him to be.
他比上帝比你想象中还要伟大。
We think God would do this, but what he's doing is, in using his words, how much more?
我们认为上帝可以，但是在保罗的书信里看到，他上帝所做的远远超过我们所能想象的。
Friends, if for us as wild olive branches to be grafted into the cultivated tree is a lousy metaphor.
如果说野生的那个橄榄树枝被嫁接到那个 好的橄榄树是不好的那比喻。
Then to graft back those branches that has dropped off dead and really dried up is near to absurdity.
要嫁接那些脱落的、已死的和干枯的，是很荒谬的。
But Paul wants us to know that this is the project that God has undertaken, committed to, and He wants to see it finished.
但是保罗要让我们知道，这是上帝会去完成的计划。
When?
几时？
蒙心卖蒙卦。
Ask him, don't ask me.
Yeah, correct. And our part, once again,
我们的部分
is to just continue in faith.
就是继续我们的信仰。
And our faith, when it's seen under the light of God's grand plan,
我们的那个信心、信仰在那个上帝的计划里
carries a significance and meaningfulness that is beyond us.
是具有它的那个超过我们所能想象的那个重要性和那个意义。
I think we are very used to thinking about our faith, my personal faith.
我想我们非常的习惯于问自己的。考虑到自己的那个信仰。
Many of the songs that we sing is about my personal faith.
很多的诗歌都是个人的信仰。
But I think this passage today shows us one thing.
但是今天的经节让我们看到。
When we see our faith in light of God's grand plan.
我们看到在上帝的大计划下我们的信心。
Our faith in fact carries a significance and meaningfulness that's beyond us.
是具有那个超过我们所能想象的那个重要性。
This morning, friends, you might have come here after a busy and tiring week.
今天早上啊，朋友们，你们可能是过去一个星期，你们非常的劳累。
We might have recently received faith-trying news about our own or our loved ones' health or employment situation or other aspects of life.
你们最近可能收到会挑战你的信心，有关于我们或者我们亲人的健康。
And whether if we are the ones that's actually going through all these tough moments.
是不是我们自己本身在经历这些
？I believe you will agree that weariness, weakness, and difficulties has a tendency of making us question the meaningfulness of pressing on in life and pressing on in faith.
我相信大家都会同意，疲劳、乏力和困难都会让我们质疑生活中，在信仰的路程趋向前进的那个意义。
Why? Because Man has a need for significance, and significance is commonly associated with ability, status, and even with the ability to enjoy.
为什么呢？因为人需要那个感觉到重要性，也就是通常他通常与那个能力状态，甚至于他所能享受的挂钩。
And any setbacks will start to make us question our own significance.
而任何挫折就会产生，就是会让我们产生对。我们自己重要性的那个质疑。
Life need to be lived with a sense of significance.
生命必须活得感到有重要性。
And so we see that a person who has big things to handle the big things.
我们看到一个需要处理大事的人呢，他会去处理大事。
And a person who has only small things to handle will make their things sound big.
一个只需要处理小事的人，就会把他自己所处理的事说得很大。
Because that will make them feel significant.
他们就会觉得自己非常的重要。
I want my 叉龟雕 now.
我现在就要我的炒果条。
Sound big. I need the Wi-Fi connection.
我现在就要有Wi-Fi 的那个连接。
Anyone of us want to confess that you ever say something you've told before? No, I won't ask. But brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们
，We who have experienced the kindness of God,
我们已经经历上帝的那个恩慈
，are called to live life.Not just by worrying day in and day out about our and our family's needs and wants and our own significance.
他不是被呼叫天天担心我们自己的家庭的需求。
Although I have to say that it's only correct for us to do our best to meet all the needs.
虽然我要说，尽我们最大能力来满足我们家里的需求是对的。
But our lives.
但我们的生活。
Our life lived by faith.
我们凭信心的那个生命。
Carries inherently.A greater significance.
在本质上有更大的那个意义。
Our life of faith serves as signpost for the lost.
我们那个凭信心的生命，成了对那些失散者。
Signpost for the lost that God is still calling home.
成了那些失散者的那个指示牌，告诉他们上帝仍在呼叫他们回来。
And our being in faith and living by faith.
我们凭信心的生命
is first of all for our gain.
不单单对我们来说是有益的
but is also for God to use to fulfill His purpose of salvation.
也能让上帝用来实现他救赎的目的。
And so, friends, if we come in this morning and we ask questions like, what has been stored for me here today?
如果我们今天早上来这里问到说今天这里为我做了些什么
？May we walk out of this worship hall with a broader perspective, having heard what Paul says.
希望我们可以在听了保罗的话，在离开的时候有一个更广阔的那个见解。
And we can perhaps ask a question such as, how would God want to use my life of faith to serve as a signpost for Him?
或者我们可以这样问：上帝要如何使用我信仰的生命作为他的指示牌
？Let us pray. Lord, your love runs thousands and even more number of years.Our smallness, you do not disdain. In fact, you condescend to leave us up that we are saved. And even there's that little that we can do as men whose life is not very much more than just a breath. You use us and you're willing to incorporate us in working out your grand plan.Lord, you call us to continue in faith. There are enough things in life that can either help us to be indifferent towards faith, much as we are still in it, or to even make us dropouts, or thinking about being dropouts. But Lord, this day as we come, help us to once again come under the light of your grand plan, that we will recommit ourselves to stand firm in faith and to also be a signpost for you, for your glory. In your name we pray. Amen.